Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Thriller Thursdays, here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
And you're sure I won't get interrupted?
Not in here, you won't. This is an old library that was built for the frat house.
Which isn't used anymore.
For storing stuff. Who needs books at college anyway, right?
Yeah, who needs them? Crazy people, that's who.
Nuts. Fruitcakes.
Idiots.
Loonies.
Me, Jimmy.
Stop fretting. You're going to pass the exam.
This exam determines if I get into the nursing school program or not, and not some stupid probation.
You are going to pass.
I have to study all weekend, in here.
I know that.
By myself.
Yes, got that too. Loud and clear.
Does the rest of the frat know this?
They have been told, yes. And warned not to bother you all weekend.
No interference.
Nope. No way.
No surprise parties that last all weekend long?
That's next weekend.
Jimmy!
I'm joking. Lighten up, Lana. You're going to kick this thing through the stratosphere. I have faith in you.
That makes one of us.
You will.
And Hank? He knows?
He knows. I told him personally.
The question is, will he listen?
He shook his head when I told him, so I assume that he did.
I have to focus on nursing and not on how Hank is driving me insane and confusing me all the time.
He knows how important this is.
But does he?
He's sensitive to your academic goals.
Jimmy.
Promise. I think I made him promise.
I want to be a nurse.
Yes, you do. And you're going to pass this exam. Guaranteed.
In here, men. It's time to clean up this old library. It's dusty and musty and mildewy in here. Get on it.
Hank, Jimmy, you promised me.
I sure did, didn't I?
Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Fraternizing. What is a serious university student to do when her roommates are the members of a frat house? Do as the Romans do or fight against a sea of frat boys? Let's see as we follow the plight of Lana Andrews and her housing arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau fraternity house. This episode, Thunderbolt.
I knew you had to study in here for the weekend, Lana. That's why I had the frat boys clean it up real nice for you.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry I lost my temper.
No apology needed. You don't need to study in a dump.
It looks 100% better in here. Hey, look, we actually have books on the shelves.
Crazy, right? Now we need to scoot so Lana can get her studying done.
And it will be quiet this weekend?
I already told you. Yes.
Oh, it will, or we will slaughter.
But we'll be in and out during the weekend if you need anything.
That's right, Lana. Give us a shout or call us if you want anything.
I will. I mean, I won't, but you, I will if I need to.
I didn't follow that at all. It'll be fine.
It sure will. You're gonna put the nursing world on its head, I guarantee that.
We're behind you all the way. The frat is too.
And if you have any trouble, let us know and we'll pummel whoever it is into submission. That's what the frat is best at.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, guys. Really. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, right. We need to get out of your hair.
Yes. You do.
You're gonna rock, Lana. I know it.
Thanks, Hank.
Always, Lana. See ya.
So?
I don't think it's such a good idea, Lana.
It is if I'm going to survive this weekend.
Alright, fine. I got you a 12-pack.
That won't be enough.
It will.
I have to stay focused the whole weekend.
It's a 12-pack. That's quite a bit.
I can handle it, Jimmy. Promise.
Alright, then. I have them in the ice chest in the corner.
Awesome.
Be careful with that stuff. There's a reason it's called Thunderbolt.
I know, the energy drink to end all energy drinks. Here's to ya.
Be careful with that stuff.
I got this. Now, Jimmy?
Yeah?
Get out and let me get to studying.
Hello? Anyone here in the frat house? Hello? Ugh, when was the last time they cleared out the fridge in here? I can't believe I have to do this. Ugh. Hello? Is there any Beta Beta Ta in the vicinity?
Mrs. Coleman! Hello, hey! I had no idea you were coming to the frat house today.
I sent you an email.
Oh, email? My college email?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, I never check it.
Well, surprise.
Surprise what?
I'm here.
I can see that you are. Is there some meeting you scheduled or something?
Or something. Yeah. You really didn't see the email?
Nope.
Hey, it's Miss Coleman. How goes it?
It does. How about you?
You betcha. Is there some surprise inspection you're doing or something?
No, I wish. This whole sponsoring a fraternity is really new to me, so I'm still getting used to it.
So are we.
I know you are.
So, you're here for a sponsor thing we don't know about?
It looks that way, yeah. If you'd read my...
Which I didn't.
Which you didn't. You would know that I scheduled a lock-in for this weekend.
A what?
A lock-in? As in... You staying overnight in the frat house.
This sounds like a bad plan.
I completely agree.
I've been reading the fraternity handbook.
We have one of those?
We do. No one reads it.
I did. It is recommended that the sponsors should come and have a lock-in with the fraternity brotherhood.
We haven't had one of those, like, ever.
Nope. Never.
Now we are.
Student frat handbook, huh?
It's actually a pretty good document, Hank. And as much as it pains me to do it, we are going to have a lock-in this weekend.
This weekend?
But...
I know nothing else is planned. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Study weekend.
For Lana, she's up for the entrance exam for the nursing program?
She's in the library.
The frat house has a library?
That was my question.
We do. And it actually has books in it.
It does. I've seen them.
And she's studying this weekend?
Yep or do.
So... Maybe we should reschedule this lock-in thing for another time?
Not possible. This is the only free weekend I have all the way to finals.
Let's do it after finals, then.
No one will be here.
That's right. That will work for us here in the frat.
This weekend it is. You need to start checking your email.
Heard.
Wow. A lock-in. An actual lock-in. This reminds me of my Sunday school group back home.
Hank, we don't sit around and sing songs. The handbook suggests discussing concerns of the frat, determining focus, encouraging unity, motivating brotherhood.
Maybe we should sing songs.
That is a lot to cover.
It's a lock-in. How long will it take to round up the rest of the boys?
We may not be able to get everyone since we're so close to the weekend.
Do the best you can. Hank?
Yes, ma'am.
We need food. The fridge is a desert.
Yeah, it's a time of fasting for the frat.
Yep. We're all running low on cash.
Okay, here.
Your credit card.
My university credit card.
Yes! I've never seen one of those, but I've always heard about them, and now I've actually seen one.
Stop drooling. Food.
Okay. Food.
And drink. Non-alcoholic beverages.
Exactly. Right.
Now, be gone. We have a lock-in to start.
All right. Let's get another one of these cracked open. Whoa. I love Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Bolt of thunder. Out of the sky. Yes? Okay. Study time. Here we go. A physician orders for a patient with acute pancreatitis an NG tube and a strict NPO. The nurse recognizes that these orders will... This is the first practice question? I've got just the prescription. That hits the spot. I'll come back to this one. Now for question two.
Junk food?
Check.
Soda-like beverages?
Check.
Schwarzenegger movies?
Yes. Check.
No, no, no. You're missing the point of the lock-in, guys.
I think we got it covered.
No, you don't. Here.
What's all this?
A scavenger hunt for team building. A personality test for everyone to take. I also have a bag of markers and oversized paper for brainstorming sessions and breakout groups.
Whoa now, just hold on, Miss Coleman.
We know what happens at a lock-in.
That's right. You eat cruddy food.
Drown your sorrows in soda.
Geek out on action movies.
Have belching contests.
See who can hold their breath the longest.
You do that at a lock-in?
Oh yeah. And just so you know, I'm the reigning champ.
Allow me to correct you guys. This is a working lock-in. We are going to accomplish a lot for the fraternity. We need to focus on high energy, motivation, involving everyone, and sharing positive comments with each other.
That sounds like misery on a stick.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm ready to make myself sick on chocolate fluxies.
Chocolate fluxies? Are you kidding me, Jimmy?
Not kidding. I'm going to gorge myself on them.
Did you get the family size package?
We sure did.
What am I saying? Let's stop talking about chocolate.
I bet you can't eat just one.
Well, I plan on eating several.
Not funny, guys.
We also have gummy dogs and warthogs.
I love those.
We have boxes and boxes
okay,
of them.
Okay, you can just stop now. I shall not be moved. This is a working lock-in.
How about we watch just one movie?
No, we are not. Not, as in not watching a movie. The BTs need to shape up.
Since when?
Need I remind you that you guys are on probation? Do I?
You just did, I think.
Did you need to be reminded?
Is the correct answer yes?
You need to take this lock-in a bit more seriously.
Can't we do a bit of both, do a bit of brainstorming or whatever, and then pig out on junk food and a movie with massive killing in it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Coleman.
No. Now get my magic markers and a big pad of paper.
Nurses need to know when a laceration needs a stitch. A butterfly, liquid skin. Ooh, liquid skin? Yuck. Liz, quick, quit. Skinny, liquid, stitches, butterflies. Yeehaw! You know what? It's time to crack another one of these babies. That, my friend, is ambrosia.
Okay, BTs, let's calm down for a minute. We have a big agenda for this lock-in, guys. Lots to talk about. Lots to accomplish.
Lots of food not being eaten.
Hank.
Right, got it. Shutting up.
Thank you. We're going to be energetic, helpful, cooperative, and fraternal.
What's the first thing on the agenda?
A discussion about the fraternity's philanthropic work, which hasn't been that great the past couple of years.
We did that. What was that thing we did?
Oh, yeah. Ugh, what was that?
Guys.
The thing with the teeter-totter.
That's it. That's what we did. We teeter-tottered for 2 days straight to raise money for those with, I forget, Hank?
Man, I cannot remember for the life of me. The Society for Societal Influences?
That's not it.
You just made that up.
Or was it the International Water Tank Think Tank?
Jimmy.
It might have been.
I will not be mocked. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
First order of business, then. Our philanthropic work. Let's discuss. Discuss!
And that's when the nurse gets the bedpan and injects saline into the IV. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, girl. And when I said, you know, pull that one on me, sucker. And then she said, what are you talking about? Then I said, I have no idea. I don't know what the words are coming out of my mouth right now. And then I said, how can I be the only female living in a fraternity house, huh? I ask you, is that right? Only the male, female, fraternally, infernally, houseboat. Yep, houseboat, definitely a houseboat. Fraternity, fraternally, fat. Holy cow, I love me some Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt, a bolt of thunder, Thunbolt. Whew, that onion burger is nasty the second go around. Excuse me, I think I need another Thunderbolt. Hey, where all, who drank all my Thunderbolts, huh? Who would do something like that? Who? I'm going to flunk without my Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts, flunk out, that's me. You know what, I feel like painting a house. Better yet, running a race across town. Hey, fellas. I gotta make a road trip to get more Thunderbolts. I'm gonna paint a house, help an old lady across the street, fill in a pothole or two, and declare martial law. Yeehaw! See ya! Beta, beta, ta!
What just happened?
So after I paint the house, I can build a boat and sail across the lake over there, and then I can change the oil in my car, which I've never done before. Hey! Hey, someone running here, right here, in the middle of the street. Yeah, are you wanting to race? Mark, set, go!
She drank how many of those things?
Those things, as you call it, are thunderbolts, the salvation of many a college student.
Obviously not for Lana. Jimmy?
She didn't take her cell phone with her.
We need to get the fraternity boys to split up and canvass the campus.
Campus? She could be in the next county by now.
This is not good, guys.
But on the bright side, it's a team-building exercise. Am I right or am I right?
Hank, I have every legal right to take your life. You do know that, correct?
I do now.
This is a serious situation.
I'm sure she's just rushing from the caffeine and the sugar.
And the ginseng, B vitamins, green tea extract.
You forgot the Ginkgo Biloba.
Oh yeah, that.
Jimmy, Hank, if this turns out bad, what do you think is going to happen?
What do you mean by bad?
Let's not think in terms of bad. Let's just find her.
This will fall on you guys, the frat, and then...
Oh,
yikes.
Putting it mildly, my neck will be on the chopping block. So, not to be selfish here or anything, but go find her. As in now. Pronto.
On it.
We're gone. Keep your phone handy.
So yeah, man, I'm going to be the next Florence Nightingale, but I promise you I'll not be on the bedpan control. I'm going to do injections and bandages and splints and blood pressure. I love blood pressure. You know what I'm talking about?
Ich habe keine Ahnung, was Sie zu mir sagen. Bitte hör auf, mit mir zu reden.
You got that right. I get your lingo, pal. And then after I do my residency, I'm going to go overseas to some war or something, maybe a battle or even a skirmish, or I'm going to save army guys' lives, because they're pretty important when you think about it. You know what I mean?
Eieiei, du machst mir Angst. Du machst mir gerade echt Angst. Wie viel hast du getrunken?
I hate to tell you, mister, but you have an enunciation problem. I can't comprehendo your English. Know what I mean?
Geh weg von mir. Hör auf, mich zu belästigen. Bitte, ich gehe jetzt.
Hey, where are you going? I thought we were becoming friends. Ugh. Tongue tastes like varnish. And I have the mother and father of all headaches. I think I'll lie down right here on this nice person's front lawn and take a nap.
Nothing yet?
No, not yet. She can't have got far.
You might want to rethink that.
I have the campus police searching the area.
Okay, sounds good.
Jimmy, we need to find her.
We know that.
We know what? Tell her not to worry.
Don't worry.
Is that Hank telling you to tell me not to worry?
Yes.
Tell him it's my job to worry.
It's her job to worry.
Is she telling you to tell me that it's her job not to worry?
You know what? Here, you talk to her.
No way, I'm trying to drive.
Is Hank telling you to tell me that he's...
Yes, we got this, Mrs. Coleman. Just make sure the other frat brothers are holding the fort.
I've got news for you, Jimmy. That's one thing the BTs know how to do. Sit around and hold down the fort. Call me as soon as you know something.
I can't believe you bought Lana a 12-pack of that stuff.
She asked me to. It's not like she couldn't have bought it herself.
And why did she ask you?
She's my friend, and I happened to be at the grocery store when she called me about it. It was convenient.
And yet she didn't call me.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go what?
Dude, really? Come on. She's had a crappy reaction to an energy drink.
Drinks, as in plural.
Fine. And you're pouting because she didn't call you?
I'm not pouting.
You are too.
I'm brooding. There's a difference.
Thank you for the clarification. Let's just find her.
A 12-pack.
You can stop with that, Hank. Don't you think I feel bad enough as it is? Don't you?
Do you?
Yes! Can't you tell? Her life at college so far has been the things that soap operas are made of. A housing glitch, having to move into a frat house, trying to get into the nursing program, her parents not knowing she's living in a frat house, and there's... Well, you know.
What?
You.
Me.
Yeah, Hank. You've been on-again, off-again flirting with her since she's moved in.
I have not!
Dude, come off it.
Okay. Just flirting, though.
More than that.
Well, make up your mind.
Why don't you?
She's my sweet mate.
And you have a reputation.
I didn't tell her about that. You did. You had to open your big yapper.
Do you want to go out with Lana? Is that it? Tell me straight.
I don't know, Jimmy.
That's straight?
Let's just find her, okay? We can worry about that later.
Good plan. Pull over here at this bus stop and let me ask if anyone saw her.
Look what you did, Jimmy! She's passed out on someone's lawn!
I didn't force her to drink all those thunderbolts.
You are to blame.
She's a big girl.
You're her friend.
I still am. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll apologize to her for making the decision to drink too many energy drinks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want to just leave her out here, or should we get her back to her room?
Grab her arms.
I'm going to grab her arms. You grab her feet.
But she isn't wearing any shoes.
Precisely.
And she stepped in a bit of everything by the looks of it.
Don't care. Grab.
If the patient can't have insulin, give them a shot of morphine.
Lana?
I don't think she's got that right. But morphine?
She's delirious, Hank. Just get her into the car.
You and your thunderbolts.
We can talk about it later. Just get her into the car.
What is going on? I'm getting kidnapped.
As in right now, before we get arrested.
Heard that. Go, go, go!
Ugh. I hate to ask the obvious, but where am I?
You're in your bed in your room in the frat house. Can you sit up?
Yeah. Oh, my head.
You're lucky we didn't have to take you to the ER.
Let me guess.
Yep. As soon as they got you in the front door, you upchucked all over the place. The frat boys are disinfecting as we speak. Lana?
Yep. We can skip the lecture. I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Got it.
As funny as this will be one day, it's not right now.
And you feel responsible.
I sure don't. This is on you, young lady. I have enough on my plate by being the BT's sponsor without having to tell you that it's stupid to drink too many energy drinks.
Okay, I understand.
Do you?
Yeah.
Lana?
Yes, Miss Coleman, I do.
The frat guys are worried sick about you. They're trying to figure out what kind of soup to go and buy and how to help you study for your entrance exam and who knows what else.
Those guys.
You said it.
They're sweet.
If not, just a little helpless. Now, here's some water. Drink. That's the only beverage you get to have for the next month.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Miss Coleman.
You college kids are going to be the death of me. I'll check on you later.
Is she okay?
She'll live. You dummies and your thunderbolts.
Don't look at me, look at Jimmy.
Lesson learned?
Yes, ma'am.
For now, anyway.
Okay, let's go.
Go where?
To gather up the troops and get back to the lock-in.
But no one's gotten any sleep because of the Lana fiasco.
And I did. We're all in this together.
Maybe I should go buy some thunderbolts for everybody.
Jimmy.
Dude, too soon.
You think so?
I know so. Saved for 6 months from now.
All right, let's go. Back to our agenda.
Come in.
Hey.
Hey.
I brought some soup. I hope you like potato, or vegetable, or beef, or lentil. The guys didn't know, so they made several.
You guys didn't have to do that.
Are you kidding? They fought each other in the kitchen to make you some soup. Let's face it, you're just one of the guys around here.
That makes a girl feel good about herself.
Take it as a compliment, and get ready for the guys to take shifts checking on you.
You don't have to do that.
Not my call. I was outvoted.
Really?
Nah. I'm fibbing. It was a unanimous vote.
Sorry.
For what?
For messing up the lock-in.
Bah. You should focus on your nursing exam and quit fretting about the BTs. Believe me, we needed a break from Miss Coleman's regimental agenda.
I keep messing things up around here for you guys.
I agree with you.
Hank?
It's true. But hey, we needed it. Let's face it, the Beta Beta Taws are a bunch of slobs at the best of times. But since you've moved in, we've been our best behavior. Mostly, anyway.
Except for you.
Fair enough. Except for me.
Why is that?
You're asking now. You're still weak and half out of your head.
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I've been studying. I think I can manage the entrance exams.
Of course you can. Now, how about some soup? I recommend the vegetable beef, as it's a personal favorite and these hands prepared it. I actually opened the can, put it into a pot, a clean one, mind you, and warmed it up.
You're avoiding my question.
It's a question to avoid.
Why?
You're not in full health, and I'm in a moment of weakness because you're not in full health and need nursing. How ironic is that?
Yeah. Ironic. Call it an academic question, then.
The answer isn't... It isn't...
What? Something I want to hear? How come?
My feelings... I'm starting to have some.
For?
Boy, have I got a deal for you, girl. I just made a batch of my grandma's tomato and cream soup. Is this a bad time or what?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Fraternizing
Thunderbolt.
In the cast, as Lana, Madison Baker, Hank, Kieran Shaitler, Jimmy, Wesley Schweigert, Mrs. Coleman, Emily Graves. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
Classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night!